Good morning.
Good morning.
At the time of recording, this is Wednesday morning. Wednesday, November 6th, 2024. And welcome back to Rule the Rich podcast, everybody. It's good to see you. I was going to open up this week with, I just saw Costco in Brantford is about to open on Friday.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. I saw that come up in my Facebook, and I was like, whoa. I remember someone talking about it, but I actually didn't realize it was actually going through. Like, I didn't realize that they had even started building.
And that's just so nice for me, because then I don't have to drive all the way to London.
Yeah, I know. And then when you go there, you can pick stuff up for me.
Yeah, exactly.
yeah, because you know what? I don't go to Costco. I can't. I just can't. I actually have a very high tolerance to temper or whatever, like to being annoyed, but Costco does manage to push my buttons. I get in there and I'm like, oh, just save me someone. Like, get me out of here. Yeah, no,
that's hilarious.
Anyways, with that being said, the rest of the podcast has nothing to do with that. I was going to open this week with something that's just fresh on my mind. I guess this directly goes into experiences with owning a business and how to be quick on your feet and how to respond to naysayers, I guess. Sometimes, you know, you might quote a client and they will, they'll usually shut you, not usually, that's not what I meant to say. They may shut you down, but they're only shutting you down because your price seems high first sight. But sometimes you do have to do some justification, and then things tend to open up afterwards. Specifically, this morning, this morning, I did have a potential client reach out to me, nothing bad. Like, this is just normal. This happens in business. It's normal. You know, nobody has done anything wrong, but it can be viewed as negative from a business perspective, I guess, as a new business owner, just because, you know, you want to quote someone and have them be like, oh, yep, absolutely, we're paying you right now. But it doesn't always happen that way, and you have to be able to adapt. That's a huge thing in business, is adaptability, and you have to be able to appreciate that not everyone sees it. Like, you're used to quoting people all the time. They're not. They're not used to, you know, you have to assume that your client is not normally used to having bills or invoices or estimates put in, like, in their face all the time. So when you give them an answer, just don't expect it to always be the answer you want. You may have to kind of justify, I guess. So anyways, the question today was for an event, a fundraiser that's happening that they want a DJ for. They've done this fundraiser for many years. It's an auction. Excuse me. And they, from what I know, they have been able to fundraise quite a bit in the past, which is good. We're very happy. It's, you know, we know these people very well. Very nice. Like, it's a good group. But yeah, this year they've decided to perhaps have an afterwards dance and a DJ. And they reached out and they said, hey, like, what would it be to DJ for the X amount of time? And I did send an estimate. And I said, you know, like, here's what I normally charge. You know, you got your local, I know you, and I like what you're doing. So I'm going to bring some off of that. And then it ended up being still too much for their budget. So I said, well, you know what, like, let's work together on this. Like, we'll see what we can come up with. But I did say, and this is for those business owners out there where you have to just kind of justify your cost and help the client see your vision. And in this case, the vision I had was, if you've never had an afterwards dance and people are leaving, then you're basing your budget off of a non-existent number or value. But as soon as you have that afterwards dance, especially if it's a Friday or Saturday night, you have now people staying longer and spending a hell of a lot more money on alcohol and perhaps other things that you might have there for sale. So it's kind of an amazing case of, you spend money to make money. Yes, it's $1,000 I guess I didn't say that before, but so it's $1,000 for DJing for the night. But if you have the alcohol sales and now you have 3 extra hours or 5 extra hours or whatever it may be, if you have extra time where people are spending money and buying more alcohol, chances are you're going to be way over that $1,000 barrier mark. So it's more of a write-off. Like you
turns into just a straight profit thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like you've spent a little bit of money, but you've gained way more off of that. And now, you know, you've supported a local DJ company, which is great, and other things. And this isn't a specific case scenario. I've done many fundraisers in the past where, you know, the initial quote was, I would put quotation marks, it's too much. But then you explain, you know, and it's okay to explain because they may not have the experience. Like I've been to many events in my lifetime now from DJing, right? So I've seen the outcomes and I've seen what the behaviors are of these events. I know the effects alcohol have on people after, you know, 10 o'clock and how they act and how much money they typically spend. And with that kind of information, you can help your client see what you see, and you can just kind of help them understand, because chances are they don't. Like you are the professional here. It's your job to help them. So help them, you know, help them. I guess I'm a little bit repeating myself here, but help them see the future vision that they might not be seeing. And then chances are they'd say, hey, you know what? That's, we didn't see it that way. Yeah. And then now you have to, it's give and take, but you have to be willing. Like you may actually be out of their budget and you have to accept that. And you may have to work around that a little bit. And that is the life of business. Welcome to it. We all deal with it. And you might have to move on. Who knows? Sometimes it just doesn't work, but that's kind of just out of pocket from Ethan Cornish to you as a potential business owner, or even as a client. If you're a client and you're hearing this, this may help you in the future. Work with vendors or other businesses. You know, if they're giving you some information that you don't agree with, you know, maybe they have some important info for you that, you know, you might want to be open to hearing.
It's good to keep your ears open for both sides.
Exactly. And you have to be very careful in the world of business, client or vendor. And that is, you have to be friendly. Okay. Just because it's not the answer you want, don't get all up on your pedestal and talk to the other person as if they're not a person. That's not fair. That's very rude. That's inconsiderate. And you know what? Here's a very important thing that I don't think a lot of people think of. I never thought of this before I was a business owner, but people think, oh, you know what? The vendor, excuse me, I need some water here. Excuse me. Yeah. You think that because they're the business, they have to tailor to you and they have to treat you right because you're paying. However, let's think about this for a second. If you talk to them poorly, they're going to remember that, because believe me, mean words are remembered. Okay. People may not, they may forget what you said, but people will never forget the way you made them feel. And that's very important here. Okay. If you treat your vendor poorly and they're the best vendor out there and other people know they're a good vendor, and now that vendor is not going to come back to you next year, so you've burnt that bridge.
Potential customers.
Yeah. Too. So think of this. We'll use DJing as an example. If that DJ is highly respected in that community and people know them and appreciate them, or you know, if it's Taylor Swift or something, and you treat Taylor Swift poorly and Taylor Swift doesn't come back next year, and everyone's like, we hear you're having the event, but I hear that Taylor Swift's not coming. Why is that? Oh, she, you know, it doesn't matter what you say. People are going to be like, it's not the same. It's not what it was. You know, people are expecting a certain outcome and you've burnt that bridge with that vendor. Good luck on future. Like this is now not part of, this is me giving clientele information. If you're a client if you're the client, treat your vendor well. Okay. If it's an electrician coming into your house, offer them some water, offer them a microwave for warming up their lunch. Maybe offer them some pizza for lunch. Doesn't matter. It's those extra things that you're networking now. You're building a connection. And if you treat them well, they might give you a little discount in the future.
Connections,
you never know,
are the biggest part of business.
Yes.
The biggest
boom
part.
Connections. Yeah. Hashtag connections.
Look at connections here with other businesses. Oh, people, these people want to get with these people. That's another connection. Oh, this guy got, say, hired for a DJ, and now all of a sudden this guy wants his truck cleaned because I'm a detailer. Oh, look at that. Connection. Speaking of which, going back to being a good business owner, I went back and I went to my supplier for my chemicals, and I got brand new bottles because people were complaining, well, it's not leaving the shiny look. I don't like it when it doesn't leave the shiny look. But people also get mad when it leaves the greasy. And you can't have shiny without it being a little bit greasy, you know what I mean? So I got like a whole abundance of different mixes and chemicals and stuff, just to please the different people, I guess, different categories of people. And that's the biggest thing too, to do that is just make sure you are doing everything that you can to please your customer. And I don't know what else to say right now. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I'm just going to take a moment here. We are sponsored again, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, my ADHD mind is just like bouncing all over. But
well, it's a good time to say it now.
Yeah. You know, a little dynamic here, moving things around. Last time was near the end of the episode. We're going to move this through so that, we caught you. You know, you can't skip now. But no, for real, like, this is business. This is business to business. You know, the podcast is now supporting our other closer businesses that want to kind of get their name out there. And this is a great way to advertise because Connor and I were thinking about this the other day. It's $25 for an episode right now. And if you think about this, that $25 is permanent. This episode will exist forever. So on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and we're on like 14, or I think we're on 12 other platforms. YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. These episodes are now out there. So people, it's not like live radio where they only hear it at that time. Anyone can go back now and start again, or new people that are starting to listen.
Yeah, even a year from now, someone could just be a new viewer.
Yeah, a year from now, a new viewer joins. Guess what? This is one of the first three episodes. They just heard it as well. Like, it's always out there. So it could have 20,000 views in the next year or sooner than that. And you only spent $25. Now that price will increase as, you know, we become more popular, you know, like in a year from now, if we're a million followers or something crazy like that, it might be $50 or $100. But that $100, like, especially if you're a business owner, you know, I'm hoping you understand.
Still,
and if
totally
not, we'll help you.
It's
a write off. Yeah. It's $100, but you made $15,000 this year in sales because of that. Well, then, geez, like, write that shit off, you know? Like, anyways, excuse me. Mrs. Elise Mackey, a former public school teacher of mine who I'm great friends with now. Her daughter, Lila, she's 11. She has a business selling, they're called Key Fabbits. They're like a plastic, but they have like your initial, like for keychains, and they're actually really cool. Like, I follow her on Facebook, her Facebook page, and they're different. They're initials for any name, really. I guess it doesn't matter. They're letters, and they're resin. Actually, that's what they are. They're resin letter keychains, or an ornament, if you will. And they're all different designs. Like, it's kind of like snowflakes. Like, I have yet to see one that's the same, as far as I know. Could have that wrong, but they all, like, they're honestly amazing. They're beautiful. They're a fun way to spice up your, I mean, you use your keys probably every morning, every day, you know, at least once a day. You got to get to work. You got to get home. You got to go get gas. It doesn't matter. You're always going to see
bedazzle that stuff up.
Bedazzle. That's it. Hashtag bedazzle. And, they're honestly really cool. And it's funny because the last episode was also sponsored by from Mrs. Mackey, and my mom had heard it. And right away she messaged me and she's like, I had no idea that her daughter did that. And then she was like, I'm going to get one.
Yep.
So I don't know if she has yet. I mean, it was just the other day she had heard it, but she's like, I'm going to get one. So see, there you go, everyone. There's that business connection.
Connection,
it worked.
Connection.
It worked. That's all I got to say. It worked.
Exactly. $25, and there you go. Now you're getting people to buy your keychains.
Yeah, and then Lila's brother, Kelvin, he's 9. He was inspired by it, obviously, and or maybe he completely came to it on his own. But he discovered that water painting or watercolor painting helped calm his he had big emotions, and it just kind of helped settle him. And he loves reading as well, so now Kelvin Mann's Reading Buddies was born. He makes unique paintings, names them, cuts them into bookmarks, and stamps them with a Kelvin phrase such as, "It's not bedtime, it's time to read." And they both sell their creations, as I was saying. They both have parent-controlled Facebook pages. There's a kidpreneur market that they... at the holiday market coming up in Blenheim District Public School in Drumbo. So it's a great way to, honestly, I think I got to find out when that is, because as long as I don't have labs for school or I'm not tied up, hopefully, I am definitely going there. And folks, if you're hearing this now, you can find, I want to say you can find me there, because I want to see this. It's been a long time since I've seen the kiddos, and I think it'd be great. And you might see Connor there. Maybe. But support the hustle, guys. Like, support the grind. You've got some young minds here that they're doing it. They're getting it, man. They're out there.
They're killing it.
They saw an opportunity and they seized it, guys. And that it just deserves, like,
some,
I'm so 40
proud. Year olds out there that are scared to live their dreams. And then there's these kids that come out of the water, out of nowhere. Boom.
Exactly.
Look at this. Successful.
Yeah, people ask me that.
It's all about the drive, guys.
People have asked me that in the past. They say, why did you start a business so young? And it has its benefits and it has its downs. One of the downs is I can't just get up off my feet and say, I'm going to work here today. I want to apply to this company because I want
to. You have to wait for it to come in. You can't force the hand of work to come in for you. You can only do so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I was getting more at, like, you have to be dedicated to that company now. You're a little tied down. I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean you're busy. You have a business. You have a baby now that you have to, especially if you're a small or new business owner, you have to make sure that business takes off. And then maybe in the future, if you get to a point where you can have some employees kind of running it for you, you can have a secretary taking your phone calls, you can have an accountant, you can have a bookkeeper, that kind of thing. Now it's functioning on its own. You have some managers going, it's kind of like a teenager. You can kind of let it get out of the house a little bit. They have a driver's license, they can get around, you can kind of like do your own parent stuff. At that time, you can start to explore it. But when you're starting a business, you can't really just say, I want to go work for this company down the road. I'm going to work for them full time. Well, I mean, you might be able to do it, but are you really giving them your all? And we've talked on here about, work ethic and being a good employee. And are you really going to be a great employee for them if you're constantly, you have emails, you have phone calls, you have text messages, you have DMs coming in for your business, and you have payments you have to make, and you have to be places, you have to pay your vendors and pay your bills? It doesn't quite add up sometimes. Maybe you can make it work, maybe you can, maybe you can't. That's just kind of from experience. I tend not to have a lot of time for that kind of thing. But and I forgot where I was going with that. Damn it.
You're talking
shoot,
what are you talking about before your big spiel about you can or you can't?
Well, it was coming from the young entrepreneur. Young, yeah. Oh, yes. Someone had asked me, why did you start a business so young? Because now you don't have those opportunities. Yeah. That's where I was going. And I, I did kind of think about it. It is something to consider. You certainly are. You're trading there. You're giving up one thing for another. However, I had kind of thought to myself, well, you know what? You're right. Like, right now, my businesses are still taking off, so I'm not making as much money as I want to. But when your business does take off and when it's booming, it's never going to be where I want it to be. And that's because I think I have that business mindset. Like, if you ever reach a point in owning a business where you've done it, you've made it, you're ready to just, you're done and you're 30 years old, keep going. Okay. You haven't done it. If you've completely satisfied yourself, I'm telling you right now, you haven't. Okay. And I'm saying that because there's a mindset that follows that, a subconscious mindset that if you've made it, you don't have to put as much effort in now. You can just let it go. Don't do that, okay? Nope. If you let your business go, all of a sudden, all that money you have and all that, it goes away. because if you have that money coming in, you've probably now increased your spending to fit that new lifestyle. You have a lifestyle of a spending and a making, and you have that balance. Well, if you stop putting effort into your making and you're still spending all that money, guess what? Your funds are going to start dropping. So don't settle. Don't just reach a point and say, oh, I wanted $1 million. I made it. We're done. You just failed. You just lied. You failed yourself.
Yep.
You failed everybody else. Don't do that. Most importantly, you failed yourself. That's the big one. Just keep going. You know, like, you've got lots to do, and, you know, get some other people helping run your business, and always look for those new opportunities. Just keep going.
Time and dedication.
Yeah, exactly. So I just don't give up. You know, whether you're doing well or you're not doing well, don't give up. It's very important. Very important.
I did want to make a point that is probably one of the hardest parts of owning a business, and that would be owning it with a family or working with family when there's an issue that comes about and the business needs to go somewhere else into somebody else's hands, and then it goes into a mess with the family arguments, and
I've seen it happen.
Bad blood and over money, and it's really I've seen it a million times over, and that's why I'm talking about it. It's one of the hardest and most brutal things about being a business owner.
Well, that's actually what my mom used to do at BDO Canada, is business transitions. Yeah. As far as, I'm pretty sure I have the right idea here, but yeah, it was businesses that were owned by families trying to, do you hear the sirens? Yeah, yeah, it's coming in my headphones. I don't know if it'll make it out to the podcast or not, but sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Transforming a business from one family to another, which, ladies and gentlemen, it can be way harder than you think. It's a little crazy sometimes. You know, you have different views, you have different mindsets, different goals, different visions, and those, like, man, those can really, like, you know, I was if you heard that that noise, that was me putting my hands together. It'll be on social media, but with those different visions, they can collide. And that can just cause issues. So yeah, so we have, the world has things in place to help with that, is what I'm getting at. So, you know, like, you're not on your own. There's always help out there, and you can always seek it. And
don't be afraid to ask for it either. Oops, sorry.
Oh, I saw that. You just dropped your water bottle.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask for help either. It's never a bad thing to ask for a little bit of help.
No,
like a little kick in the ass just to get you going again, you know?
Sometimes you need that, you know? Like, and we talked about mental health on the first episode. And so if you're joining now, you're too late. Okay. Well, you're not too late, but
start from day
one. Yeah. Start from the, go back. Okay. There's other episodes out there. It's time to rewind. Go watch those ones so that, you know, get to know us a little better.
Throw in reverse, Derry.
Yeah. We have credibility behind us. Okay. Go find out and then come back. I'm pointing right now, but I realize I'm pointing to no, there's nobody here to see me. But yeah, go back in time, catch up to date. But we did talk about mental health. It's very important because owning a business can be stressful. It can be happy. It can be exciting. It can be aggravating. Oh my goodness, it can be aggravating. Man, there's days where I just want to, but I'm mad.
Speaking of aggravating, really quick.
Let's hear it.
I'm so fed up right now with this one product that I bought. Okay, I bought a pressure washer, right?
Is that the one that you bought? Like,
not even a year old.
Yeah, I remember when you bought it.
I have warranty on it still, and I had a customer's vehicle there to get the interior and exterior, okay? She says, hey, is the truck done yet? I said, all right, I'm going to be straight up and flat out with you. I'm very sorry. I'm having a lot of issues with my pressure washer. I don't know why it will not work. I'm very frustrated.
This bloody pressure washer.
So I says, I can try it with the hose. I said, it's going to be like a half-assed job. I said, I will try my best. I'm going to be honest with you, though. It will not be what it normally would. And she said, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And it's just one of those things that you're like, oh, like, why did that have to happen?
Yep.
It's just one of those things that it's always something, man.
Yep. Now, I would take this, I guess this is learn from our problems and our mistakes, everyone. Like, this is what this podcast is for. We are going through it so that hopefully you can, like, not go through it. But if you're like me and you have to learn in your own way.
Or you do go through it, then you can listen in and know how to deal with it. Yeah, you can listen
and be like, oh, shit.
I know what they're talking about.
Yeah, so, But I would say, like, what I would take out of this, Connor, is I don't know if you did it this time, but if this ever does happen again, like, did you give any sort of discount?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Of course you did. So that's what I would do.
20% off.
Yeah, I would just say, like, hey, it's not as good as I would want it to be, unfortunately, you know, external factors. But because of that, you know, and that's good business, is just provide the discount. Just say, hey, I'm going to take a little off because it's not 100%. If it's not 100% done, it's not 100% cost.
Exactly.
And if you do that, your client usually is so much more appreciative. They're like, oh, you know what? I get it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And chances are she's going to come back.
And exactly. And thankfully, they were understanding about it and very kind. But I said, hey, for next time, if you do end up coming back, I says, I will also give you another discount with the full package.
Well, that's even,
because
that's above and beyond.
Because
right there.
I'm not out there to kick them in the ass for,
yeah, we're
to,
not
to drag the money out of their pockets. That's not what I'm there for. I'm there to help you out and make you feel better and feel happy about something for once. Enjoy life a little bit, you know? I'm not there to pick you.
I was also going to say on that, something else that you could try, or anyone could try that's in a similar situation, always have a plan B or a backup available. Now, of course, Connor, this was a new experience, so now we have this info to kind of lean on. But maybe in the future, you could have like a backup pressure washer, like even just a
little dinky piece of crap, one that still works.
Yeah, like
cheap or
like buy
whatever.
Two, so that if one fails, you can say, "Oh shoot," and then go get another one to replace that one, so that you have another plan B. But that way, you always have that extra bit, so that this doesn't happen. Because if you think about it, if you keep giving discounts out, that's like, I feel like it'd be more worth it to just buy one extra pressure washer than to continue losing out on your income.
Continuous,
right?
Discount, yeah.
Yeah, your revenue. So that's kind of how I would, that's my fix here. That's two options. Discount for that one and then go buy another pressure washer. So now you've lost out extra this week, but next week you'll be all right.
Yep.
And I'm more talking to them, but also you. Yeah, like now you just have that redundancy so that you can kind of, a cushion, if you will.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. And I do want to say I have gotten a lot of traction with this podcast for my business.
So. That's so awesome.
And like farmers, man, like farmers, just people, friends I haven't talked to in years, man, that have reached out and just said good job or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
That's awesome.
It's amazing, you know?
It honestly, it has been a great way to just bring people together. Like we've had so many messages and I don't know if we said this on the last podcast, but somebody, like we're trying to grow our socials and someone followed us on Instagram and then sent us a DM and said, I don't know who you guys are, but I'm following
awesome.
You 'cause you're local and this is awesome. And I just, oh, we were so happy. And
I'm like, do you know this guy? He's like, no. Do you know this guy?
No. And yeah, we have no idea who it is. We're not going to mention names on here, but if you are listening and you know who you are, we loved it. That was awesome. It made us happy. We were texting each other like, oh my goodness, did you see? And so, yeah, things like that, like it just makes us so happy. And even if for whatever reason, this podcast doesn't do super well, which it is, it's just a great way for us to vent. And it we just love it. Like,
just spiel and talk about your problems with some kind of outlet.
It's an outlet. It is. It really is. And oh my goodness, excuse me. As much as it's our outlet, I feel like it's other people's outlet too, because they listen to us and they can not confide, but they can relate. They can relate to our problems and say, you know what? Oh my goodness. And we just said this earlier, but they can be like, oh my goodness. They know. And that's the best part about this. And we are, of course, looking for sponsorship, everyone. So if like 25 bucks, if you want your business or your name out there, even if you're an individual, it's $25 and then it's permanent. You're out there. You are in this podcast forever. And, you know, for more and more followers or more and more viewers or downloads or whatever it is. And you are also helping us, you know, like it costs us money every month to put this out there. We have to pay monthly to have this on Apple and Spotify and all that. You know, we have equipment to upkeep here.
If we do end up getting more traction with followers over time, we will end up getting more equipment.
More equipment. So, hopefully, actually, a nice place to record that isn't interrupted or doesn't have, you know, I don't know, equipment in it and stuff like that. Like, this is a shop. But at the same time, I was thinking about this the other day. I feel like the shop adds a bit of home to it. Like,
right.
We have a lot of
character,
rule.
Buddy.
Like, it's literally called To Rule the Rich.
Yep.
Rule is literally rural. Spelled as in rule, like farming. So I feel like for those of us or you that are listening that are, you know, you're like, you probably have a shop. Like, and if you don't, that's fine. You know, we're just for those that are listening that have a shop, they can be like, oh my goodness, they're rural
and
guys. Like,
wait, last time we were slapping ourselves in the forehead after we stopped recording because we're like, no, we didn't record any videos.
Yeah.
We didn't take any pictures.
We had no video
so
content.
It was just all sound, and we needed that little bit of
people love that.
The video, man.
Yeah, we get way more views on Instagram Reels and TikTok if it has anything to do with like the shop equipment in the background. Like, Connor is literally sitting in front of a rototiller. It's our rototiller that we're... You might as well get a picture of it. Might as well. there. So now you can go check our Instagram. There'll be a rototiller there. It's a PTO attachment 3-point for a tractor. Like, and like, we're literally just... We're greasing it and replacing the gearbox on it. But like... And then there's like, my grandfather's in a band. So, you know, he's got the shop here. Like, he's got some drums here. It's honestly the weirdest shop. Like, there's like fixing stuff. There's plumbing stuff because we have a plumber in our family. And then there's just... drums, DJ equipment, sound equipment, and yeah.
We should get a drummer every time we make a joke in the background. And just yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so I guess we got to get back on track here. I got to, hold on. I want to make sure my laptop didn't die.
That wouldn't have been good.
You
just
know,
talking
would be
to
the bad. But yeah, so I guess it's kind of a good break. I'm going to kind of segue into... a huge part of that business running, I guess. We've talked about customer service, and then I guess that was kind of the only one we talked about because the pilot was kind of pretty all over the place. So was this one. We're a little distracted. Sorry, folks. But
hey, we're getting there. We're trying
yeah,
to keep
we're helping
sane.
You one thought at a time, okay? One thought at a time.
We're running off the same brain here, all right?
one brain cell. But I did want to get into advertising. It's a very important key element to running a business. And I do know local business owners that are doing very, very well that actually don't put a lot of investment into advertising. Now remember that I just said that, okay? A large local business doing very well, not spending a lot of funding on advertising. Now, with that said, now think of you and compare your small or new business to that large business. That business has been around for like way before I was born. Like, I don't even know. It's hard to, cause I don't want to say their name. So it's very hard to kind of think about it. It's a plumbing business. They do like well drilling, plumbing, water filtration, that kind of thing. That kind of business, especially if it's been around for like 50 years or something like that, for example, you don't really need to advertise at that point because if you think about it, I just know that they're not doing that now, but they could have done lots of advertising back then and they do a little bit. Like, they put stickers on all their water softeners they put in. There's literally a sign on like hydro poles that will say well drilled by and then their company name. It's everywhere. Like, they do still do advertising and I would say they're definitely one of the biggest around that. And they also offer a lot of things. And it's most of that is word of mouth. If that company had done this 50 years ago, that client's going to keep coming back, especially if they do good work.
And it is good work. It's clean.
It is good work.
That's the main
thing. And like, I am very good friends with the owner of that company. And they're some of the best people out there. They're amazing. But yeah, so I need us as smaller businesses, or for those of you that want to start one, you can't just expect that you're going to start a business and immediately people are going to be like, oh, well, you know what? There's a new business out there. And
you have to make a name for yourself.
Yeah, you do. You really do. And obviously, word of mouth is the best. It is the best way to get out there. So hopefully, once you start your business, you're going to have to advertise in some way, shape, or form, whether it be Instagram posts, Facebook, Twitter, X, sorry, which I don't know. Nobody really goes on there anymore. forget I said that. But yeah, still, it's still free. So even if people, you might not think anyone's watching, your post is out there. It can be Googled. So like Google does they kind of cite it. They crawl it. So Google will crawl Twitter, or sorry, X now, and they'll look for those keywords. So if you have like CV auto detailing and it's on X, you might not have any followers on X, but if people Google CV auto detailing, they'll see on Twitter, they're on Facebook, they're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, they're on, I don't know, whatever.
The more you can be out there, the better.
Yeah, really. Just if it's free, why not? Why wouldn't you want your name out there?
But I do want to make a point. Probably half of you guys or more know this. Well, probably know who I'm talking about. There's this business that advertises, and it's, you know what? It's shitty advertising. I'm going to say that because it's disrespectful.
Oh, I do not agree with that.
And it's like so shit. And I'm just like, how are you even proud of this? Like, if that's the way you want to make a name for yourself, that's ridiculous.
I am also a big disbeliever in promoting your business as a consequence of putting another business down.
Yes.
Don't say that. Like when you advertise, don't put another business down and say that, oh, well, we do it better than them. You might. Okay. There's some really bad, bummy work versions of what Connor and I do. Like I've seen some bad tech installs, and Connor just told me he took a picture last night. We were on the phone.
Oh,
and
I forgot to send that to
you.
Yeah.
He's like, I took a picture of some poor workship, and he's like, I got to send it to you because it's just terrible.
Oh, it's just, I was seeing it and it just blew me right out.
Yeah.
Like, I was crazy.
Yeah, exactly. So there's terrible versions out there of your work, okay? It happens. We know it. Don't worry. People will find it out on their own. But don't go into a place and say, oh, that's terrible work, I'm going to do it better. You might, but let them figure it out for themselves. And just be humble about it. And every once in a while, I will just say, that's not how I would have done it. And that's kind of as far as I go. Because if someone wants to hire, they don't want to know that you're shit talking other businesses or shit talking other people. Don't gossip. That's for high school. Leave it behind you, okay? Grow up and just go in, humbly do your work, get out, and let them post about it and leave you a Google review and things like that. So, yeah. So that's part of the word of mouth, I would say.
Yep.
Take pictures of your work, post them online, say, this is what we did today. This is like what we're doing.
And before and after pictures are absolutely fine too.
Yeah. Always forget the before pictures. That's my biggest mistake.
Me too. And then you're like, oh, we did such a good job. Like even a lot of the time I'm like doing a car and it's just terrible and it takes me forever and a lot of work. And I'm just like, all right, I took the after pictures and I'm ready to post it. And I'm like,
shit.
Oh my. Yeah. Damn it.
Damn it. T, dang it.
T, dang it.
I forgot that stupid picture again.
That's a knee slapper, bud.
Yeah, no, I do typically do that. And of course, now people have nothing to compare to. They're like, oh, that's some work, I guess.
Yeah, it looks clean, but what did it look like before?
Yeah, it looks like you did something.
You did something. I don't know what you did.
Yeah, exactly. So it is a little frustrating, but still post about it because the more that you show up on people's feeds, the more important. And use those hashtags, guys. Come on, they're free. Get them out there. You know, put yourself in every place
you
possibly
posting.
Can.
Keep posting. Keep posting. Like every couple days or whatever.
I post. My goal is once a day.
You
I don't always
to
keep
post
up with
because then you have to. Then when you post, you get at the top of their feed, and then you just keep getting up there and getting
repetition.
In the feed. Yes, exactly.
The more people keep seeing your brand, your business, they're like, oh my goodness, they must be more important. And anyway, like radio ads, posters, flyers, Facebook Meta, that's a big one, you know, especially if you want younger audiences like millennial to Gen Z, I would say. I can't remember what my brother's generation is, but it doesn't matter. Oh, maybe it's Alpha. Is it Alpha? I don't know.
I don't know.
But no, so Facebook Meta, for those of you that don't know, you pay for the amount of days you want and the radius. So you pay, let's say, and it's a circular radius. Well, obviously it's circular, but you would say like, I want 30 miles from this location and I want it for 30 days. And then you will pay some, it can get expensive. But I usually put in for like, I don't know, $100 to $300. And then I let it go for a week and then I have a big radius or whatever, or change up your dynamic there. And then you can also set your age range. So if you only want like 20 and under or 20 and over, whatever.
Yeah, you can set your targeted audience, yeah. Right?
And the nice thing is Meta is now Facebook and Instagram. So if you put it there, it's going to show up on Facebook, which is your older generations, and then it's also going to put on Instagram, which is your newer generations. So it's kind of a double whammy there, and it's dynamic. So people will be scrolling in their feeds, and then bam, there's your advertisement. They'll be going through the stories on Facebook or Instagram. Bam, there's your business.
How's it going? One bird with two stones? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly, yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I know how it goes.
No, for sure.
Two birds with one stone.
So just consider that. Like it, you can also pay for Google, so you can put your advertisement on Google. That's when like you search for something, and like the first three will be like ads or something at the very top. So there's that. And then of course with Google, they own YouTube, so you can have YouTube advertising, which that's, I would say, is a big one. Like if you can
get your... Could you imagine if you could be like an ad for like a million view YouTube video, like
there you
constantly?
You know, a 30-second ad. Yeah. Now I don't know I have never done that. I don't know what the payment for that is, but
I can't even remember how it goes. I know it's weird though.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done it. I'm just hoping that at some point we get enough viewers on YouTube that we get ads on ours, so we can get monetization. But no, so it's just advertising is a very important piece of owning a business, and it boils down to repetition. Like, repeat yourself, always be out there. Like, you know, the more people can, and also have an
image. But you don't want to be in a vicious cycle.
Yeah. But have an image that people also like. Don't keep changing your ad or keep changing your, like if you have a musical, like a lot of ads will have some sort of music or a song or something. Like, what's one of the big ones?
Tell us.
Well, okay, I don't know that one, but 1-877 Cards for Kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a big one. I can't remember, but Empire, there's some sort of insurance brokerage or something in the States, and it's like, da, 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 Empire today. And then I don't know what it is, but things like that, people remember that. Like, I mean, it's a bad example because I didn't remember it, but when they have that song and they just hear it over and over again for years, at some point they don't even need to hear it anymore. They just know.
But you, like you said, you don't remember it all the way, but you still remember it. Like you can look it
like
up.
Like if I want Cars for Kids, I could. Yeah. I know. Like if I don't remember the number, I know the name. I know Cars for Kids, so exactly. I can look that up. Just things like that, visualization is also a big one. If people see a
billboards.
Logo, yeah, billboards, but specifically it's the logo. So if they see the logo on Instagram and then driving on the 401 or on a highway and then they see the same logo, they're going to be like, oh, they're obviously doing pretty good because they're everywhere now. So things like that, it's a big, important piece of getting your name out there. Radio ads, I just did my first one in September last month. For whatever reason, like, well, we know the reasons. Like, there's just too much going on. It didn't do the best as much as I thought it was going to do. But people did come up to me. Like, everyone that I knew, everyone around me, they at least commented that they heard the advertisement. Now, see, for me, it didn't work because I was planning a date that people actually had to be there to make money. They had to show up, pay for a ticket, pay for the alcohol. What's different for maybe your business, maybe, is if you're an electrician or you're starting a, I don't know, soap sale company. People can hear your ad and then just go on their phone right away. They don't have to make a commitment time-wise. They can just go on and be like, oh, they're selling soaps. I want some of those local soaps. And then they just put an order in. Or you're an electrician, they call you. They're like, you know what? I actually do have a light fixture. I need changed. And they call you. So it didn't work for me because of the nature of my business. But that doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. Radio ads are a really good way to get your name out there. And that's where you use your audio stuff, your audible sound. So your little sound, your music note there, whatever. And then you can like show up on Instagram. And Instagram, I would say, is a little cheaper based on what the coverage you get, but like Meta. But yeah. And you can pay for TikTok. You can pay for Snapchat ads. Snapchat, I would say it probably works. I just have never used it.
It definitely works. You just have to find the right audience.
I think it's way more expensive too.
Yes. Once you get the, like, once you have to have a crowd to start with on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's a fair way to say that.
You have to have, like, an already, like, a big following on
Snapchat. Do that later in your business venture. But it does exist. It's a way you can. TikTok I also think is fairly expensive, but everyone's on TikTok now. Like your younger generations, guys, everyone's on there. So I mean, I try not to be. I don't even have a personal account. I only have a business account for To Rule the Rich podcast, and then there's a business account for Cornish Entertainment. That's it.
Yep. And honestly, like you said, I don't have one either. I haven't had one for a couple of years because yeah. it's just
dumb.
I don't care about keeping up with the ridiculousness. Like,
no, it honestly, I feel like I just lose intelligence on it.
I'm sitting there watching my brain cells just dissipate.
I watch them just jump out of my head. Like, just bye bye. You don't need me, obviously. Yeah, you're sitting on TikTok for 3 hours. But yeah, it's
brain rot is what it is.
Yeah, even Instagram Reels, like all these things. And it's funny, if you haven't watched it, it used to be on Netflix. It's called The Social Dilemma. Not The Social, what's the one about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook? That's The Social Network. The Social Network is all about that. These are very different. The Social Dilemma is a documentary, and it goes on about how these big tech giants, such as, like, not Apple, I mean, like, your social networking sites, so your TikTok, your Instagram, your Facebook, they get paid, like they make their money. It's always about numbers, everyone. Remember that. Everything is based on making as much profit as possible. Their intentions are to keep you engaged and online for as long as possible, okay? And with that, I mean, they get their way of making money is through advertising. Companies are paying them big dollars for you to see, for them to promise that they're going to show you that ad. Now think about that. How are you going to see that ad more times if they keep you on there longer? So The Social Dilemma is a, I think it's an hour. It's a documentary. It's phenomenal. The year I watched that, I deleted all my social media. Like literally I suspended my Instagram account. Like I was on nothing for a year and a half. And then I was
on Snapchat, buddy.
No, nothing. And then I realized that, you know what? Like I have business stuff. So I want to be out there as much as possible.
Our whole friend group kind of did that there for a little bit. We're all just like, yeah. We just, if you need us, text us.
Our Pete did it. Yep. Our buddy, he did it for a while. And we're all kind of back on now just because I realized that I have a business that I want and I want my name to be out there a little bit more. But I did delete it for a long time just because they tell you things like, and it's true. Like, if you have TikTok, everyone, if you have TikTok and you're listening, have you ever gotten a notification that's like kind of random? It'll say like, you have 3 new notifications or you have, and this is the things that pop up.
And then you open it and there's nothing there.
Exactly. I've done it so many times. I'm like, oh, really? And then I open it. It's just nothing. Or there might be like weird notifications like from TikTok. Like, oh, our service agreement has changed or oh, blah, blah, blah.
User agreement or whatever.
Right. But have you ever noticed that if you click those notifications, it doesn't bring you to your notifications on TikTok. It brings you to the real section, the home, the For You page or whatever. So that you instantly, you don't even make it. It just
redirects you.
Yeah, you don't even make it to your notifications. You might make it in an hour.
And then by the time you're already on the Reels page, then you already forget about the notification.
Yeah, exactly. And they know based on your recent view history, like they time you on the things you watch. So like a lot of people get this mixed up. You don't have to like something on these sites for them to know that you watched it.
The amount of time you watch it.
Yeah. There's
the amount of times you play.
Yeah. It's coded in the background. There is a hidden timer that times the amount of seconds or minutes you've spent watching that clip before you swipe. So whether you know this or not, but the next 30 clips on TikTok are already changing based on how long you're watching that for. Yep. So if you swipe down, that clip was cultivated to keep you on there. So when you open TikTok because of a notifications, and I hope we don't get slammed for this, but yeah, you open it.
I don't fucking care.
You open it, and that clip, they had two goals. The first goal was to get you in the site. The next one was to find a clip that would keep you there so that you're going to swipe again. Now, guess what? In 3 swipes, I bet an ad comes up.
Yep.
And now they've already, with that one notification, the wage they spent, it's all automated. But
4 videos, 2 ads.
Yeah, it's paid off.
They're paid. They're happy. And
yep. Now I would guarantee that you've spent 15 minutes on there now. By now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Over a stupid notification that wasn't even there.
You've wasted so much of your time just so that some tech company can make a ton of money and then pay off whoever advertised for them. So, or the other way around. But it's bad and good. It's good for business owners. If you're a business owner, do it because everybody else is on there. But as a business owner, like, I see the detrimental effects long term that this has. Like, social norms are changing so much in today's world and fast just because, like, skibbity toilet. What the fuck is that?
What the hell does that mean? Or fucking Rizzler, man?
Like, my brother informed me I was unk the other day.
You got to keep up, man, or you're gonna be so far behind if you don't keep up.
Honestly, I'm okay with that. I've just given up.
But that's why I still have... You know, I was sitting down and... we were just going through pictures for whatever, a celebration of life. We had a passing, whatever. Unfortunate. Whatever. That's beside the point. We were sitting there just sorting through the pictures and we were just making snippy comments back and forth to each other, my girlfriend's cousin and I, and all of a sudden she goes, "You say A a lot, eh?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I do, eh?" And then I started laughing because I said it again. And then it's just a little, like, that's slang, I guess, that you could say I use, but that's outdated or whatever.
Oh, I see the point.
But sorry, what were you saying about unk?
Yeah, my brother the other day mentioned to me that I was unk, and I said, "What does that mean?" And he goes, "Well, if you don't know what it means, then you're clearly unk." And so with further research, I found out that unk means that you are old, you are too old, you've reached a point in your life where you no longer understand the new terms that are coming in through the social media sites. So unk would have been created just I knew about this in August. So... I would say around July, I probably came out. And yeah, within like 4 or 5 months, it's a big thing. Like, you're unk if you don't know. It's ridiculous, okay? It's stupid. It's dumb.
That's what we're...
But look at how fast... Look at how fast that got through social media. Because it's international. It's global. So just remember that. Like, it has a huge effect on people, and I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. That we could have 16,000 episodes on that, but on like psychology and stuff. But the point is, if you're a business, it's great. If you're not a business, well, go smell the grass or something. Like, honestly, get off your phone.
Just go for a fucking walk or do something.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just some information there about advertising. It's a great... It should be one of your main focuses if you're starting up, okay? Like, if you're sad right now, you're not having a lot of business, go advertise. Don't spend a fortune, okay? If you're spending a fortune, if you're going to spend your entire paycheck on it, then you've done it wrong. Do not waste all your money on advertising. That's not the key. The key is to just get your brand out there for a little bit. And if you want, you can take a break for a few months and then put it back out there, and that's that repetition. Wait, take a break, put it back out there, take a break, put it back out there. However you want to kind of arrange that. But also remember, as I said, Instagram posts are free. Yep. Hashtags are free. And hashtags
are your best friend.
Yeah, they get you out there even more. So, like, your following on Instagram is free. Like, there's so many techniques to grow your following. And if they're following you, then they automatically will see when you post. So if you post something about your business, they're probably going to see it.
So you could even have notifications on.
Yeah, so there's free ways to do it, but advertising is important. So just remember that. Get your name out there. Speaking of advertising, what's a great way to advertise? Sponsor this podcast. Yes. $25. Once again, not like expensive. We said,
well worth it.
Well worth it. It stays
there on the internet forever. It doesn't go away.
Yep.
It's not a one-time thing.
I forget how our last week's episode was at... just under 100 views. It wasn't as much as the first one, but it's still growing because it's constantly going up.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, like, obviously the more we continue to put this, once again, repetition, the more times we put episodes out,
like,
that
we said,
this will
we
grow.
Forgot the video too, and we found that the videos are a huge factor.
We failed to advertise on our part for us. So
here we are sitting here talking about advertising and giving advice, but we failed to mention our fuck up just now.
Yeah. Learn from us. But if you think about it, if we're sponsored, we're advertising for us plus the sponsor.
Yep.
Yeah. So chain reaction, folks. So yeah, this is a great way to advertise. There's other ways to advertise. I wonder if we should talk about like business advice, like whether people we want people to like message us or something. But that's a whole other thought, because that could really go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Don't, we haven't said anything yet. So if we have like 600 messages, we may not respond to you because it's not official yet. So
if we have 600 messages, I'm not going to be fucking mad though.
No, I wouldn't be mad, but yeah, I would be overwhelmed. That's for sure. But we would love it because we love our listeners. We love our viewers and we keep saying this, but I do think it's important for our viewers to know how much we appreciate what they're doing, and that we've already had community members sponsor us. That is phenomenal. Yeah. We had sponsorship. Like, look at the statistics. We have had sponsorship on our second publish. Second. We had one episode out. Someone was like, oh, I like it. Sponsored.
Yep.
So, again, thanks to Mrs. Elise Mackey out there, and both your kids, Kelvin and Lila. You guys are doing it. We love it.
Thanks to all of our friends and family for sharing all of our posts. All
yes. Time. Everyone really has been, they've been posting it. Actually, your girlfriend's aunt came up to me at the, I DJ'd on Saturday, and she came up to me. It was a fundraiser. And well, no, it wasn't a fundraiser. That's my bad. It wasn't, it was a banquet for a baseball league. She was playing and she came up and she's like, you know my daughter my niece. And I was like, okay, who is it? And she's like, well, Maya Parker. And I was like, no way. And so it was just a great connection, a small world, but she knew about the podcast. She came right up and she's like, I know about your podcast. She said she hadn't listened to it yet, but she was like, I think it was on her things, like list of things to do. And then,
I honestly had someone just come up to me and be like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to listen to it, but I've will follow too. You. I'm like, all right, whatever, man.
Yeah, no, I've had that too. Podcasts just aren't for everybody. And you also have to appreciate the fact that podcasts, I would say, are still relatively new to the world. Like, our generation knows pretty much everything about a podcast. However, older generations have never even heard of it. Like, my grandparents, they didn't know. Like, I had to explain to them what it was. Because she's like, well, I've heard the name. But I was like, well, you know, it's kind of like a talk show. And then kind of go from there. But yeah, so it's just, it's a new thing. There's obviously still millions of viewers, but there's like 7 billion people in the world. So, you know, you have to wait.
How the world's cool catching would it be up. For one day if we called in like Taz and Jim or something?
Oh, from FM 96. Yeah. You know, well, it's very possible. Like,
that would be really cool, bro.
It's funny because I currently listen to Due to Underwhelming Demand, which Foreman, Dave, and Rachel. For those of you that don't know Dave, Rachel, and Foreman, you're either too young or you don't like country music or somehow you've missed a line somewhere. They were the talk show hosts, or not talk show hosts, I should say. They were the radio hosts for
Rachel.
What used to be BX93 in London, which is now Pure Country 93.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the radio station in a long time just because I missed those three. But I met Foreman when I went to do the radio advertising for my last event in September.
Right.
A night out at the ranch. I went in there to give them I went in there to meet everyone just because I had sent them the file for my ad. And I was like, you know what? I'm in Woodstock. I might as well just stop at Country 104, or not Country 104, Heart FM 104.7. So I stopped in and she's like, why don't you wait for the radio host to get off the air? And I was like, okay. And then it was Foreman, and we got talking, and he interviewed me a little bit on just some questions. But it was really amazing. He's a great guy. He's like, well, you know, we have a podcast, right? Because I'm in another podcast, and I told him that we had started a podcast, and he's like, well, we're in a podcast. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, Dave, Rachel, and like Foreman, like myself. And I was like, seriously? And they've been doing it since like 2 years ago or last year or whatever.
Yeah.
So I've been listening on the way to school and whatever. It's hilarious. It's usually just their banter like during the week. It's hilarious and it's great, and their life stories that they want to tell, and it, yeah. So it's a little bit inspiring, and of course we now have this podcast, and I don't know, it's kind of amazing. So yeah, maybe I did want to maybe meet Dave and Rachel too, and dive in a little further, see what they do, and you know, because they've been doing this a long time, right? And now that they have the podcast, and maybe Taz and Jim have one too.
I think they just have their Taz and Jim in the morning and shit.
Yeah, I don't know, but those two are quite funny too.
They're hilarious.
But yeah, just see what they do for their podcast, and you know, like learn new things and grow your. Once again, everybody, have a big listen right now. Grow your audience or grow your connections. That's what I meant to say. Grow your connections. Very important. I'm just going to make a point. We're at 1:01. And so far, all of our podcast episodes have been an hour, 1 minute. Yeah. So are you feeling good?
Yeah, man.
You want to shut her down?
Yep.
All right, folks. We're at one. We have 30 seconds to do this. Okay. Thanks for listening. We're still looking for sponsorship, or we're always looking for sponsorship.
Yep.
Have a good week. We'll see you next week. You'll hear us next week.
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay. Peace out.
Ciao.